future, a world where the quest for truth has ended, although some of us are trying to keep it alive.
Hey, Rand, do you think Vincent's okay?
He's become more tense and distant every day since Isaiah died.
I'll make sure we get back on track, even if I gotta save everybody from themselves.
We've got our share of enemies.
Hey, you can't come here!
Intruder, take him down!
Rand, what is that thing?
Look out!
Surprise!
We're looking for others to join us.
What's with the blue robes? These guys wizards or something?
Zantafi are powerful weavers of miracle.
We thought we'd found some allies.
Encircle them, brothers.
They cannot return with us to the village.
And we must purify this place of their stain.
We were wrong.
Ready, brothers. Let's begin.
Burn, ungodly filth!
What do you want? To make you ours or to make you despair?
Spirit Blade Productions presents...
Did you have any idea how much I will make you suffer? The horrific agony that I will inflict!
Spirit Blade, Dark Ritual.
Hell will be a refuge for you when I'm finished.
For more information, visit spiritblade.net.
This is Peter Franson from Spirit Blade Productions. If you're one of those misfit Christians that likes sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comic books, then I'd love for you to hang out with me every week at the Spirit Blade Underground podcast. Get some news and reviews on your favorite geeky subjects and join the conversation as we compare it all to the Bible. No suits, pews, or churchy language. I'm just a fanatical geek searching for the truth, and I'm hoping you'll join me. Find us on iTunes or go to spiritblade.net/podcast. See you there, and in all things, seek the truth. You're listening to a Spirit Blade Underground Alliance production. Unsterilized, unsafe, and unleashed. Visit spiritblade.net/alliance. Spirit Blade Underground Alliance presents Of the Night. Episode 1, Kiss the Night.
Welcome, James. I'm Dr. Renette Blue. Your case was forwarded to me by Dr. Smith from the Mbora Asylum. Will you be able to tell me why you're here?
Don't you know?
Yes, I do. Dr. Smith was very clear regarding your delusions. But it's the start of the healing process if you understand your problem yourself.
As part of my rehabilitation from Limbora Asylum, I'm required to see you once a week until you are fully convinced that I no longer suffer from harmful delusions.
Those delusions being the return from the grave of your fiancé, as a flesh-eating vampire. So, let's start at the beginning. Tell me about... Allison.
What about her?
Well, I would say that the trauma you're experiencing circulates around the time of her disappearance. How long was it before they found her body?
6 months. I got a phone call to say they'd found a body.
Allison's body?
Like I said, a body. I was never really convinced it was her. The upper part of her body was burned and charred beyond any visible recognition. The bag of clothes I was handed could have belonged to anyone. They were similar in design to what Allison owned, but any fashionable young woman probably kept two or three sets in their wardrobes.
And what was your reaction when you heard that the body had subsequently gone missing?
To be told that the woman you love is dead is one thing. To find out that the body has been lost is another.
I can understand how that would be painful.
Not as painful as it could have been if I thought it was her. That a morgue attendant was found severely traumatized, blood gushing from a neck wound on the same night that what they claimed was Allison's body went missing?
Well, hello, honey. How'd you get in here? It's a little cold to be walking around in your birthday suit, don't you think?
Oh, I don't know. Think things are gonna heat up pretty soon.
And it's because of this that you think she's still alive?
I've heard stories, seen reports.
And how did you come by this information?
I was still a policeman at that time.
But no physical evidence, pictures, or something you'd seen with your own eyes to make you believe she wasn't dead.
Just because you can't see something for yourself doesn't make it any less real.
You just assume that these reports you've read from third-hand sources refer to Allison.
Yes. Being a cop makes you look at these third-hand sources very carefully. Just because I was institutionalized doesn't mean I've lost the ability to look at the evidence objectively.
Yes. I have the report right here about what happened. It makes for interesting reading. Why don't you take me through the events, in your own words?
If you were ever asked to create a soundtrack for Greater Phoenix, that's what it would be.
What?
Nightclubs and sirens.
Sounds like a Bond theme.
How did we end up out here on a cold night?
I think it was that wisecrack you made about Inspector Thompson's new haircut. We have to sit here until relieved at 0430 hours or until something happens.
Remind me that when there's a stakeout being planned to keep my big mouth shut.
I'll try.
Well, the one good thing is you won't find any vampires on a stakeout.
That's a terrible joke.
Thanks. I made it up on the spot. I have more if you want.
No, please, don't!
Pass me that flask, will you?
Here you go.
And no rum?
Not tonight.
You're slipping, Jim.
Sure. Look, something's happening.
About time, too. Looks like Josh Brannigan. Just as we thought.
But what's he doing?
Probably organizing another cocaine drop.
Or another hit.
It just goes to show, sometimes praying for something brings its rewards.
I didn't think you were the praying kind of guy.
Don't get serious on me now, buddy.
I've been praying myself for a while.
What for? Please tell me it was a new Lexus.
No, it was someone else.
Man, it's been nearly a year. Do you think that she's still out there? That corpse they had, despite its charred nature, was still a very close fit.
I don't know. I think that's why I'm praying. For an answer.
Be careful what you pray for. Sometimes they have a tendency to bite you.
I just want to know, in my own mind for certain, is Allison alive or is...
He's coming out onto the balcony. Have you got the phone tracker?
On.
Everything's been taken care of. She's agreed to the contract. Same terms before. So make sure you get payment. Have now, have after.
Sounds like he's ordering a kill.
Any names?
No. Just keeps calling her she.
I can see someone in the background, just can't make out a face.
Yeah, I don't trust her either. But she gets the job done with a minimum of fuss. For a maximum amount of damage. Despite our reservations, Justine McVeigh is proving to be a very efficient ally.
We got a name. Justine McVeigh. Does it ring any bells?
Nothing to me.
I'll put a call through to base. Where's the radio?
I don't believe it. I left it in the van.
Great. That's because you were too busy deciding which donut you wanted.
Nothing is more important than choosing the right filling on a night job.
You keep watch here. I'll only be 5 minutes.
Radio it from down there. Hello. Who's this then? The woman's come out onto the balcony now. Not a bad looker either. James, get up here now!
Hello, babes.
Hello.
Have you been spying on me? That's not very nice. In fact, that's very, very naughty.
Rap, what's wrong?
Oh God, please no. What? Who?
Hello, James. Sorry I can't stop.
No. It can't be.
Space to Elysium. What is the current status of the Mark?
She's alive.
Elysium, repeat last message.
We need an ambulance. It's Robert. He's injured. His throat has been ripped open.
Roger that. An ambulance is on its way. What about the Mark? Do you still have visual?
Negative. He's nowhere to be seen, but... Allison.
It was Allison? Your fiancé?
Yes. She came back. I couldn't believe it. Her figure had changed. She was slim and slender. But the voice, the eyes, even with the blood on her mouth, I knew it was her. Allison had come back as a vampire.
So you didn't actually witness the death of your partner?
No, not in person.
And you were a good distance from the other balcony? Can we really be sure that you saw her leap from one to the other? The mind can play funny tricks on a person in a state of shock, mistake everyday objects for something more. It could be nothing more than a pigeon.
I know what I saw.
I'm sure you did, James. Forgive me if I'm an unbeliever, but that's why we're here. By the time we're finished, either you'll have accepted the loss and moved on, or I'll believe that you're telling me the truth.
She's alive, Dr. Blue. I was told that she'd never be found. Then I was told she'd been burned. Then I was told her dead body got up and walked into the night. But at the end of everything, I saw her, and I know She's alive. She came back to me.
You've been listening to Of the Night, Episode 1, Kiss the Night, featuring the voice talents of Derek Gilbert as James Elysian, Renee Marie as Dr. Blue, Philip Roebuck as Robert Green, Kim Giannopoulos as Justine McVeigh, Russell Gold as Josh Branigan, Joe Hempel as the morgue attendant, and Brendan Young as the dispatch officer. Songs featured in Kiss the Night include Mountain Heights and Zona by Lena Selyanina, Moonlight Requiem by Zero Project, Face Off by Kevin McLeod, and Night Hunter Full Moon by VVS Design. Kiss the Night was written by Mark D. Renchild, produced by Tanya Milovich and Peter Franson, and directed by Tanya Milovich. This audio presentation has been released under a Creative Commons license and may be distributed freely, unaltered, for non-commercial use. This has been a Spirit Blade Underground Alliance production. For more free audio fiction that's unsterilized, unsafe, and unleashed, visit spiritblade.net/alliance. Thank you for listening.